You're listening to an official podcast of the New York City Church of Christ in Brooklyn, preaching God's word to New York's biggest borough.
Good morning, everybody. I'm so glad to be with you this Sunday in your home. I know that the authority have took so many decisions. You guys cannot meet together this Sunday. You guys are at home for this Sunday service. You are not used to that. But sometimes God is doing things like that just to make us more focused on Him. So be courageous. I'm so glad to be with you this morning. My name is Guy Bavaye. I'm from Abidjan Church of Christ. I'm married. I have two daughters. One is 18 years old. The second one is 10 years old. I'm now an evangelist. I'm also a teacher. Before beginning, I want to thank you guys from New York Church of Christ. I want to thank your heart, your sacrifice, because since the beginning of the church in Abidjan, you guys are supporting the church financially, spiritually. You guys are just doing amazing things. May God bless each of you guys. Bless your family. May God bless you professionally. May God be with you guys every day. He give you good health and happiness every day. Thank you so much. I just wanted to share a couple of things with you guys to encourage you. You know, 2020 has beginning. And I was just, after prayers and fasting, I was particularly motivated by the fact that I wanted to do this year crazy things for God. But crazy in the sense that I have to do radical things for God to please Him. And the scripture that's come in my mind was Acts 26, verse 24. Governor Festus, when he was talking with Paul, he just pronounced a word. The scriptures say that when Paul was arguing to his defense, Festus just said to Paul, "You are out of sense. Paul, your great learning drives you inside." You guys can read it in your Bible. The Roman governor, usually, all the Roman governor, they usually beat some educated people. And when Paul were arguing, showing his courage, the power of his conviction, being radical, Festus just hearing Paul was just amazing. And he did not understand very well where Paul was driving him. He just said, Paul, you are mad. You have so studied that you became mad. Let us just analyze what Festus, the governor, was saying here. Paul was in front of, they brought Paul because they catch Paul in Jerusalem. They brought him. They were saying that Paul is a troublemaker. They were saying that he's preaching another gospel. They were saying so many things about him, and they catch him. They brought him to the governor so that the governor can say something. But Paul was not discouraged. He showed his courage. He showed his conviction. And he was clearly defending himself. The word that Festus pronounced, Festus said that Paul was mad. Paul was crazy. But Paul was not walking naked. He was not eating some rotten food. His argument was logic, full of logic. But just when Festus said that Paul was mad, it's just because Festus was not understanding where Paul was driving him, where Paul was going with his argument. That is why he said to Paul, Paul, you are mad. And Paul replied to him, no, my words are full of logic and meaningful. That is amazing. That is really amazing. The governors talked to Paul that he was mad. And that is the title of my message. Being mad for God. Being mad for God. Being crazy for God. This year, I'm just motivated by this attitude of Paul. Paul was somebody who was crazy for God, ready to do everything for God. He was radical in his lifetime. And this motivated me. Being crazy for God is what? Being crazy for God is to do radical things for God. Is leaving your comfort just because you want to please God. Is leaving laziness just because you want to please God. You know, sometimes we are crazy to do so many things. To dance, to sing. There's not bad to dance. There's not bad to sing. We are crazy when it's come to find money. It's good to find money because we need to take care of our family. It's good. But here Paul wants to show us that it's better to be crazy for God. It's better to be crazy for God. Somebody is crazy for God when he can baptize his boss at work. Somebody is crazy for God when he can baptize the one who is doctor. Somebody is crazy for God when he can baptize his father, his mother. Because just he wants to please God. Festus is saying here that Paul was crazy just because he didn't understand what Paul was doing, what Paul was saying. Another scripture who is clearly pronounced is when Paul was arguing before the King Agrippa. King Agrippa said to Paul something. He said that, Paul, you just want to make me become a Christian just in few time. We all know that when we are going in the court, when we are catch up, when they catch us, they bring us to the court. Our first concern need is that we need to be relaxed to find our liberty and go home, meet our family. But Paul, his first concern was preaching the gospel, evangelizing. Here is evangelizing King Agrippa. He is evangelizing the governor Festus. You know, we can evangelize some guys in our neighborhood easily, but to evangelize the governor, that is radical for God. That is craziness, being crazy for God. Yeah. There's another scripture I want us to see. The scripture talk about a disciple of Christ named Josephus of Arimathea. When Jesus died, he came to see Pilate and talked to Pilate and asked him the body of Christ. This is just amazing. The scripture is saying that he came to Pilate and asked him the body of Christ. And Pilate allowed him to take the body of Christ. He took the body of Christ and bring him and went with him. We know that Pilate was not a kind man. We know what Pilate did in his time, how he killed people. But to talk to him, it was not thus easy. It was not easy to come just like that and talk to Pilate. But Joseph d'Arimathée did that. Because of that, we can see that Joseph of Arimathea was an important personality in that society. Yeah. The question is this: who baptized Joseph of Arimathea. In the scripture, that is not written. But we know that he was baptized was by somebody. And the one who baptized Joseph of Arimathea, he was the man of conviction. Yeah. And we know that Jesus himself baptized Nicodemus, a teacher of the law. We know that in the scripture, when we read the book of Acts, Paul baptized so many high personalities, like proconsul, because he was crazy for God. And this year, I just decided to make crazy things for God. I was challenged by Paul. Yeah, I was challenged by Paul. I'm just grateful for all you guys have been doing since this year, supporting the church in Abidjan. You guys just don't know what your sacrifice has been doing during all these years. As I was converted when I just finished my study, I did telecommunication engineer. And when I finished my study, few months later, I was baptized. I studied the Bible and I was baptized. And I will share a couple of things of my life. I remember that one Sunday service, I was going with a brother I baptized. We were going to the service. And going to the services, we were evangelizing. Because the conviction is that you can't go to the service without somebody, without a visitor. That was my conviction. And that day, I was evangelizing in the street, and I met a guy. I evangelized a guy. After that, the guy did not wanted to listen to me. He left. We were continue our way. But the guy came after to me. Started arguing. He was telling me some crazy things. Some things were not coherent, logical. People came because he was doing so many things. I don't know. He wanted to fight with me. I don't know. They bring us to the police office. In the police office, I started to evangelize everybody there. And they released me. I went to the house, to the service. So this year, I just decided to do crazy things for God. I'm leading a region for about 400 disciples. And the first special service, we met with all the disciples. And with my main leaders, we decided to do, to organize a special service the 10th of May. And in one big place in Abidjan, known by everybody in Abidjan, a big place. And we wanted that day to have 5,000 persons gathered there just to listen to the word of God. As we are around, we are more than 400 disciples. Actually, we have 469 disciples. And we challenge every disciple. We said that day, each disciple will have 10 visitors. And all the disciples was challenging. And they took the vision. Till now, we are on the way to realize the challenge. Each week, Wednesday and Friday, we are on the street preaching the word of God. We divide that, and in each big place, big crossroad in the city, we are preaching the word of God. We are singing, dancing, and preaching the word of God. People are coming, and we are preaching the word of God. It's so amazing. The town is upside down. Because our goal is this year to baptize 100 persons. Just our region. You guys need to pray for us. We want to meet that goal. We want to be crazy for God. We want to do things that please God. And many disciples are mobilized. And by their conviction, people in the city knows that the 10th of May, there will be a big event. We are going on the radio station. We are going on the TV just to announce this event. But there are some disciples also who do not understand very well what we are doing. They say to us that we are mad. We are getting crazy. How come such things can happen? We just say to them that we are crazy, yeah, but we are crazy to please God. Church, so many people are dying and are going to hell. In Abidjan, every day, people are dying. Life is tough. Every day, people are dying. We decided to help people know God. We decided to be crazy for God. We decided to do radical things just to please God. I think this is the same thing also here in New York. I don't know very well the life here, but I know that everywhere God has people He wants to save. He wants to save your neighbor. He wants to save your parent, your relative. He wants to save your colleague at workplace. He wants to save your boss. And you can do some things. You can do some things and save somebody this year. Just take a decision. I took my decision. I need to help 10 persons became a disciple this year. It's possible. You can also do the same. Church, thank you for everything. This is what I wanted to share with you guys. We want to be mad for God in order to please Him every day in our life. Thank you so much. I love you guys. May God bless you. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast of the New York City Church of Christ in Brooklyn. For more information about our church, visit bkchurch.com.